Your Ventura County weather looking just fine, too. Nice sunny days, clear nights, except for some low clouds and fog overnight hours. Clearing up during the morning, mid-60s, beaches, upper 70s to mid-80s in the valleys, 64 degrees here at KVTA. Perry in for Spence, doing the host duties on the KVTA Morning Show with Rich and Stick and Alex. And a treat for you this hour, we have two gentlemen in our studio with you, and I'm very excited to have these two. Look at these two guys. I'm so excited to have these two guys in here. One of them builds the trails. The other one stomps them down. Okay? We've got Rick Basasha from the Ojai Valley Land Conservancy, along with Craig Carey, who's written this fine new hiking and backpacking guide, Santa Barbara and Ventura. And we will get to Rick and Craig in just a few moments and give you the chance to call in if you got questions for these two gentlemen, 289-1520. But first to the news. That's the local news. And here's Alex Wilson. Hey, Alex.
Well, good morning, Perry.
Now, let's get back to the KVTA Morning Show.
Brace yourselves, America, for some potential mind-blowing news.
On News Talk 1520.
Good news, people.
KVTA.
It's 8:12, News Talk 1520, KVTA. Monday, sunny Monday, mid-60s to upper 70s to mid-80s inland today. Low clouds and fog overnight, and right now it is 63 degrees at KVTA. Perry filling in for Spence. We got Rich and Stick and Alex and Rick Basasha from the Ojai Valley Land Conservancy and Craig Carey, author of Hiking and Backpacking, Santa Barbara and Ventura. Welcome, gentlemen.
Morning, Perry.
Well, actually...
Good morning.
Well, hi, Rick and Craig. And you know what? It was actually Rick who turned me on to Craig's book, because this thing just came out, what, a couple of weeks ago, right?
Yeah, about 3 weeks ago. I think the official release date was the 4th.
The voice of Craig Carey. Boy, you're deep today, man.
Oh,
I'm telling you.
Sorry. It's the coffee.
Want to introduce a record for me or something? Well, we've all had a chance to, and I've been spending every night with this book, and Rick was raving about it. I don't think I've seen a more complete, more detailed, and up-to-date hiking book. Rick Basasha, and you would be the guy who would know.
Well, I like it a lot because it has a lot of anecdotal information about the area, and I really appreciate that. Having grown up in this county and in Ojai, but it is definitely a really good book.
Rick is a preserve manager for the Ojai Valley Land Conservancy. You've been with them, what, 3, 4, 5 years, something like that?
Going on five years
now.
Yeah.
And Rick is the guy that pretty much you've described yourself as handyman, cop.
And naturalist.
Naturalist.
That's about it.
About in that order.
Yeah. About in that order.
Rick has taken me on patrol with him on the, it was the Confluence Preserve, where we went snooping around in the reeds.
Oh, that's right. Right.
And discovered a mattress there in the reeds that had been left behind. You deal with a lot of issues, kind of housekeeping issues like that.
You could say so, especially homeless camps and... graffiti and litter and things like that out on the different preserves, for sure.
How many properties does the Ojai Valley Land Conservancy administer currently?
We have 8, including a trail, which is the Fuel Break Road Trail, which runs between the Gridley and Pratt Trails in Ojai. So that's just a trail by itself. But we have 7 other preserves that we manage.
Now, I noticed that the Kennedy Ridge Trail, which is work in progress in the Ventura River Preserve, is written up in Craig's book. Did you drag Craig up Kennedy Ridge?
Well, I think he'd already been up there without me, but...
We did kind of co-drag one another there. Last April, we did Ojai Valley Land Conservancy-hosted event where Rick and I led a group of patrons up to the first bench there at Kennedy Ridge.
That's right. It was part of our series that we do called Wild About Ojai. And so he went up there with, we had 22 people.
Yeah, great turnout.
And it was probably the only book promotion that's ever been done on a mountaintop in Ventura County. But very well attended, and it was very hot that day. But Craig was up there waving his arms around a lot when he was talking to people, and I think people really liked that. It put a lot of action into it.
Well, there was a misconception that the photo stills of that event made it look as though I was telling these fantastic fish stories, but I was just trying to do like this really proper, you know, condor impersonation with a big, yeah, It didn't come off as planned. But
I thought you were actually explaining how to cook s'mores when we were asking you about trail cooking.
Oh, yeah, I see. I don't remember that.
Right.
Okay.
Well, I have this little hiking column I write for the Ojai Valley News that appears from time to time, but this is nothing compared to Craig's book. I mean, this is the book that needed to be out there. You told me you made something like drove 6,000 miles in the process of writing this over a couple of years.
There's some irony to that because obviously in a hiking book, your goal is not to drive a lot, but to get to the various trailheads, and there are some rather obscure ones in the Southern Los Padres. There's a lot of driving involved. It was like 6,000 miles. For a total of 722 miles worth of trail to cover. So,
Rick, did you know about the Johnny Cash story in Rick's book about the Alamo Fire?
Rick's book.
Tell that story, Craig, would you, about Johnny?
Yeah, actually, and there's a bit of a connection here because, I won't embarrass Rick overly. No, I'm kidding. In the early '60s, as most local either Johnny Cash fans or local Casitas area hikers know, Johnny Cash had that property up above Casitas Springs. And he was fond of taking his old Chevy pickup, with a camper shell, out along the Sespe Road, which was open until the very late 70s when those last floods finally prompted the Forest Service to close it. And he had driven all the way out toward the end of the road for a spot of fishing. And he was, as Todd likes to quote, your Todd, he was drunk on dope. And the truck, I guess the muffler part of the exhaust system had failed or wasn't properly, restrained. And while he was there fishing, drunk on dope, the hot muffler or whatever had fallen into the brush and started a fire. And it was the Adobe Fire of 65, I believe. And one of the assistant rangers arrived on scene, the truck's there. Everything's burning, and Johnny Cash is just out along the road, drunk on dope. And he was sued by the federal government, maintains he was one of the few guys ever successfully sued for a forest fire by the government, and was...
Had the money to pay, probably.
He did. He did have the money to pay, and did pay, as I understand it, but he also... a lot of people accused him of killing a bunch of condors, to which in his inimitable style was... I don't give a damn. I don't care about your damned yellow buzzards. I think was the phrase in one of his biographies.
How many acres did that burn?
I don't recall, to be honest.
Was that the condors? Was that before the recovery program was started for the condors? Because now it's you can get in big trouble harming a condor.
You could back then as well. The condor sanctuaries, both the Sisquoc and Sespe sanctuaries, were already in place at that time, but it was before they pulled all the condors out of circulation there for a while.
Started doing the breeding program.
That's right. Long before that.
Yeah, that was about 20 years before, actually.
We're talking to Craig Carey and Rick Basasha. Rick is the preserve manager for the Ojai Valley Land Conservancy, and Craig is the author of a fine new hiking backpacking guide, Hiking and Backpacking Santa Barbara and Ventura County, which is out now on Wilderness Press. And a fine read. Like I said, I had my nose in it every night. I mean, there are corners of Ventura County you never dreamed existed.
You mentioned the one of the neat things about it are the GPS coordinates, right?
Yeah. Now, Craig, you compiled all those yourself, is that right?
I did. And before we move on, 508 acres for the Adobe.
508
fire.
Acres for that fire.
Yes, thank you.
Johnny Cash started.
All the coordinates. I carry a GPS receiver with me while I hike, and one of the requirements from the publishers was that they wanted waypoints, which is where you list your elevation, how far you are, your mileage, and what your coordinates are. But instead of the latitude and longitude that we all are familiar with, they wanted UTM coordinates.
GPS and cell phones have kind of changed the way people go when they're in the backcountry, made it in some ways safer, right?
But also given people a false sense of security.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you have to be careful with that for sure. Like even on the Ojai Valley Land Conservancy's Ventura River Preserve, there's places where there's no cell phone contact. So like Craig just said, it can give you a false sense of security. You could be in the backcountry and... you think you're just going to be able to call and order a pizza or an ambulance, and it doesn't work like that. Yeah. I mean, actually, you go up Highway 33, And you don't get very far up that thing, and there goes your cell phone.
It'd be a great place to take Stick Boy when you're tired of him.
We wouldn't do that. Yeah. Well, Rick is also a wilderness first responder. You were just given those credentials, credentials, I should say. Do you get emergencies on the preserves where people have hurt themselves or need help?
Well, surprisingly, there's been very little of that. And when that does happen, because indeed people have good cell phone contact, the good old Sheriff's Department rescue helicopter goes in and plucks them out. But seriously, considering the amount of people we get out there, there hasn't been that many things. But knock on wood, it can happen any time. And some people get thrown off horses, actually not too far from civilization. So sometimes even an ambulance will come and pluck them up.
So on a typical holiday weekend, I've seen figures of 400 or more people to just the river preserve in a day. Is that
right?
Ballpark?
Oh, yeah, that's conceivable, especially when we have water in the river, because we have some marvelous swimming holes. But thankfully, in a way, they dry up at a certain time. Of course, that's a double-edged sword, because you want water in the river for wildlife. But it does give the preserve and me a bit of a rest. And then the people coming to the preserve drops off pretty sharply once the holes dry up.
Okay, well, speaking of swimming holes, a lot of those are documented in Craig Carey's new hiking guide, and we'll talk about some of the other unique stuff that Craig has put in this brand new book, and also some of the exciting stuff coming up with the Land Conservancy, because this is your 25th anniversary in 2012.
Right. Yeah.
And I believe there's a big celebration set for later this summer.
That's right, in September.
September, and we'll talk about that with Rick Basasha from the Ojai Valley Land Conservancy and Craig Carey, author of Hiking and Backpacking Santa Barbara and Ventura, in our studios this morning on KVTA. And a pleasure to have you gentlemen here. It's 8:23, News Talk 1520, KVTA.
What do we got here? Now let's get back to the KVTA Morning Show. Newsflash! On News Talk 1520, KVTA.
It's 8:27 here at News Talk 1520 KVTA. That's the morning show. Perry kind of driving things here, and Lewis Spence, who's off on the driving that cruise ship up to Alaska. He'll be back a week from today. But we have Rick Basasha, preserve manager of the Ojai Valley Land Conservancy, and Craig Carey, author of Hiking and Backpacking, Santa Barbara and Ventura County. My favorite new book.
A question I had was, how much has urban life intruded on the forest? I remember there was a story recently that we had, I think Alex did something on it, about graffiti up at the punch bowls.
Oh, yeah.
and beer cans sitting around or whatever. How much has the problems of the urban areas kind of gotten into the forest area?
Well, I'll start on that one. Well, obviously, anywhere humans are involved, there's problems. But as Alex had mentioned, Santa Paula Canyon is one of the worst. It's tagged to no end. There's litter everywhere. I wouldn't even park my vehicle there below Aquinas any longer. It's just, it's...
That's been like that, too, for a long time. And it gets cleaned up from time to time by a group out of Santa Paula called the Santadores, right?
I know nothing.
Yeah, I believe
so. I know nothing.
So.
I see nothing.
Oh, okay.
Never heard of them.
Well, and they do try to clean it up, but that's probably the worst spot in the forest.
That's sort of close end of closer, relatively speaking, than other parts
that's
of the forest
yeah.
to the urban
yes.
areas. You get back into the forest, way back into it, things get a little less. More.
They do. They once you're past that, you know, that urban interface,
right?
Things are pretty clear. You'll still find clowns who've left their wrappers, their goo wrappers, their granola bar wrappers. But once you're out there far enough, about the only litter or pollution or trouble you typically find is either, you know, old litter from like an old cabin site or an old campground that's been long abandoned, or the pot grows. Because the Los Padres, as we've all heard in recent news, it's a pretty popular spot for the cartels to grow their illegal farms. And they really wreck things. They terrace off land that need not be terraced. They divert watersheds. They use, you know, Miracle-Gro and other things, which are technically, you know, chemicals and pollutants to the forest.
Right.
And they tear things down to build woodcraft, and they leave their junk there and their stoves there. Mm-hmm. They're, I would say, of anyone, they're the one who do a lot of the damage.
That's one of the things I've never seen in a hiking book, too, Rick, was Craig's section about what to do if you come across a pot plantation in the forest. I've never seen that. There's a section in the book on that.
Well, my advice might be different from what Rick would do.
I'd turn around and run.
Oh, okay. No, it's the same thing. Then.
Well, that's the advice that Craig gives. Yeah, leave at once. Call the sheriff. Right?
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, those people can be armed and desperate. So
yeah.
It's not
in that order.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, many milestones reached in the career of the Ojai Valley Land Conservancy, one of which is has just happened with the installation of the new bridge. Tell us about that at the Meadow.
Right? Oh, that's right. It was just 2 weeks ago we put in a new bridge at the Ojai Meadows Preserve next to Nordhoff High School. And the public just loves it. And we actually just had our dedication on Saturday. So it makes the Meadows even a nicer place to go, and even people with motorized wheelchairs can wheel out there and go over the bridge. And it also kind of serves as a viewing platform for a pond we have there.
And what a pond it is. If you have not been to that meadow, it is one of the loveliest spots in the county. The Ojai Meadows Preserve there right next to Nordhoff High School. Closed on Wednesday.
That's right, on the 4th of July, from 3 p.m. until 7 the next morning. And we do this every year to protect the meadows from fire and the neighbors from fire, and also just to protect the meadows from people being on it. And we actually guard it and keep people off the meadow. So if you try to get on, it won't work.
September the 8th, I believe, right? Is that
that's
the date
right.
of the 25th anniversary party?
That's it.
What can you tell us about that, Rick?
Well, we're going to actually have the party on the meadows, and I know that we're gonna have food and entertainment, and people have to buy tickets for this. Unless you're a member, there's a different way to be able to attend. People can find out more about this by calling our office or looking us up online at ovlc.org, Ojai Valley Land Conservancy.org. And I don't actually know that much more about it, so.
Okay, well, I hope you will also, while you're at it, dig up a copy of the Ojai Valley Visitor's Guide. There's an article there on the 25th anniversary that somebody named Perry wrote. No, I wrote that. on the Land Conservancy. Subtle. And Rick is depicted in the book along with Betty.
Betty.
The adorable Betty who goes on patrol with Rick just about all the time, right?
Well, that's, yeah, a lot of the time. Betty is a little...
Betty's bigger than that.
A little rat terrier. I was going to bring her this morning, but I was afraid Craig was going to bring his dog.
Right?
And then there would have been
a snack
in
it
here.
It would have been a short story.
My little dog would have ripped his dog's throat out.
Oh. There are 12 paws at home who just got very angry at you.
Craig R. Carey's new book, Hiking and Backpacking, Ventura, Santa Barbara, available online and just about everywhere.
Just about everywhere. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, online, REI. wildernesspress.com, my site.
I don't know how you swung the price, too, because, I mean, for it's a book of this quality and this size, that's remarkable. That's amazing.
Thank you.
Can you guys hang out a few more minutes?
We're here.
I don't think our fireworks folks have shown up.
We are the fireworks.
They went poof.
Oh, they're here.
Oh, they're here. Oh,
no, they're
okay.
Here.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a crowded studio here. It's 8:34, News Talk 1520, KVTA, Rick Bisaccia and Craig Carey with us in the studio. We're checking your Monday ride. Here's Rich Galano.
Perry, it's all good out there. We have no reports of crashes or problems. 289-9416, Rich Galano, News Talk 1520, KVTA.
Rich, quickie weather here is sunny after low clouds and fog. And highs in the mid-60s. The beaches upper 70s to mid-80s. Inland to 63 degrees. Time for local and national news as we say hi again to Alex Wilson. Hey, Alex.
Well, good morning, Perry.
Now, let's get back to the KVTA Morning Show on News Talk 1520, KVTA.
Let's go. Okay, 8:42 here, News Talk 1520, KVTA, the morning show, and just a bunch of guys sitting around talking about fires. Yep. Now, one thing remarkable about Craig's new hiking book is that he goes into some of the, you know, the aftermaths of some of these big brush fires we've had, the, you know, the Day Fire and the Zacka Fire and all these, and he talks about, you know, how it affected the trails. And it's one thing that makes it just the most up-to-date hiking and backpacking guide. Craig R. Carey, Hiking and Backpacking, Santa Barbara and Ventura. Rick Basasha from the Land Conservancy, who's seen some fire, see some rain in his time, I'm sure, too. Not to badly quote James Taylor there. So, and, oh, and speaking of fire, we have fireworks. We've got a gentleman from the Rotary, the Ventura Rotary, Steve Warner, joins us in the studio. How do we have enough microphones to talk to all these guys? It's amazing.
Rick and I are good at sharing.
Hi, Steve.
Hi, how are you?
See us okay over there?
Yes, I can.
Well, welcome to the KVTA Morning Show, 4th of July with the Rotary coming up. And what have we planned?
Well, it's our 19th annual show. We're going to be bigger and better this year. We've put more money into the actual fireworks show, so it'll be the biggest in many, many years. We moved all the food and activities back in the main area, so last year we were kind of spread out over the campus, so we're back into the main area, and we're looking for a really great show. Expanded our kids area. We have a lot of jumpers and activities for the kids, so should be a great family fun time.
How do folks get tickets to it, Steve?
Well, the pre-sale tickets can be purchased in three different locations. We have three McDonald's, 5980 Telegraph Road, 4110 East Main Street, and 2137 Harbor Boulevard. Those three McDonald's have them for sale. All the Vaughns in Ventura sell the tickets pre-sale. And this year we have Ventura Harley-Davidson on the 101 in Central that also has pre-sale tickets. Gates open at 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock, okay.
Yep. Fireworks go off at 9. And I wanted to mention the pre-sale tickets are $6 for adults, $4 for children, and a family six-pack is $25.
And that is a good idea to get them in advance, right? Because, I mean, that gets packed.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you don't have to stand in line. You just walk right in and get into the event. So bring your chairs, blankets, coolers, just no glass or anything like that, and come and enjoy a great family event.
I want to say Rotary saved the fireworks for Ventura because they used to be down at the beach. We had all sorts of problems with that. And city said enough, and that was it. They just washed their hands of it. And it was Rotary that stepped in and got the college to agree to have it there. And the displays are lower to the ground, so you're not dealing with some of the issues that you deal with the sky fireworks that are going up there. It's a great event. And the money's raised for a lot of different things, right, that Rotary's involved in?
Correct. Yeah, we have several projects that are directly related here in Ventura. We do a Backpack for Kids project where we supply backpacks to needy kids in the school area. We also do coats for kids. We collect coats and distribute them. Dictionary, we have a literacy program. We distribute dictionaries. So a lot of, when you buy your ticket, the money goes right back into the community, and that's kind of what Rotary is all about.
Boy, it's the big one. It's the big one. The fourth with the Rotary in Ventura.
Yeah, you want to pay, get in, and be sitting out there, take part in all the stuff that's going on, the food and the other events, and enjoy the fireworks at 9 o'clock-ish. And it's a great event. It's a great place to be with the family, and, you know, it's a big area.
Absolutely.
Lots of grass.
Yeah, and we also have...
That you sit on.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's a family event.
We know what you meant.
Yeah, we also have a stage and a band. We have Men on the Moon that will be performing this year. They're with us every year. They do a great job. We also have Amazing Sound that will be doing the MCing, the DJing between sets. We have side activities with a hoopster lady who will teach you how to hula hoop and have hula hoop demonstrations along with jugglers. So there is a lot of activities going on, and it is a fun time just to come and relax and in a really safe environment. Yeah.
How long have you been with the Rotary, Steve?
I have been with this particular Rotary for about 4 years now. Prior to that, I was with the Thousand Oaks Rotary for about 9 years. So.
All right.
People want to. Is there a number to call or a website or whatever they can get some more information?
Yes, thank you. No phone number, but we do have our website up. It's www.rotary4thofjuly.com, and there's a lot of great information on there as far as times, tickets, vendors that'll be there, and everything. Also, there's a way to click and email us also.
Okay, gates open at 4, fireworks at 9. Get your tickets in advance. It all goes on at the Ventura College Athletic Field on the 4th with the Ventura Rotary and their 4th of July fireworks show. How many years running? Anybody have?
This is our 19th annual.
19th year. Very good. Well, thank you for coming by, Steve Warner.
Thank you very much.
Telling us all about it and the good work you're doing with the Rotary. My my daughter got her little blue dictionary. Was that the fourth grade thing, I think, isn't
it?
Yes. Excellent. She still uses it for her homework every night.
Excellent. So,
of course, not this time of year. School's out for summer. All right. Well, we'll look for you out there, Steve.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Good deal. Thank you to Steve Warner and the Ventura Rotary for putting on that show and coming by and chatting it up.
Great event.
Yeah, it really
for the fourth.
All right. Well, Rick and Craig, 4th of July coming up. Any big plans in the Carey and Basasha households?
Betty going to the college.
Yeah?
Actually, yes.
Well, I'm going to be, as I said, running this security operation for the 4th of July on the Meadows, so I will be working that day. How about you, Craig?
My family will be at the college for the annual fireworks. However, 4th of July, I tend to stay home and watch the dogs.
You watch the dogs.
Everybody remember, if I may, Perry.
Yeah.
4th of July is the day more dogs run away than probably all days of the year combined. So, you know, if you don't have them sedated, you got to have somebody with them.
Yeah. One of your dogs went with you on like 70% of the hiking trips.
78% of the trips.
Was that Masha?
That was the Uberhund. That's right. Yeah, no, she's she's a great dog. She's the smallest dog of the pack. She's only weighs in at like 70, 72 pounds. But just built for distance. That dog is amazing.
Was that the dog that you encountered the bear with up on Hines Peak?
That's correct. Yeah. That was the bear encounter, the mountain lion encounter, every pot grow we've run into. She's been there for everything. Maybe she's bad luck on second thought.
Yeah, really. So, Rick Basasha, the Steelhead Preserve, there at the Hollingsworth Ranch on Santa Ana Road. What can you bring us up to date as far as you know with the latest on what? Because I know that was, you know, an interpretive center. There are plans in store for that. What's the latest on the Steelhead Preserve?
Well, the latest is we're working away to raise money to open it up as a visitor center and also just to open up the preserve. We do open it up now by special arrangement, but some people driving on Santa Ana Road will see our preserve sign. It says Ventura River Steelhead Preserve, and they probably wonder what that's all about. And so that's just to kind of show people where it is, and then as time goes on here, we'll be opening it up more and more.
One of the things that impressed me about Rick right from the start endeared me to him, and you know the story of Howard Bald, right, Craig?
Some of it.
Oh, okay.
Don't ask me to relate.
Well, no, because Rick told me he met Howard when you were 7.
Really?
Yeah, I met.
Oh, you hadn't heard that story?
No.
Yeah.
Rick, you've been holding out on me.
Well, he didn't mean anything to me except he was a nice old man wearing a suit and tie with white hair just walking along, actually near Bald Street. And I can still picture it on Ojai Avenue. And for some reason, I was down there. I think maybe I was getting a haircut or something. And I ran into him, and that somehow impressed me. I had no idea who he was, that he'd been a famous forest ranger and all this stuff. But maybe somehow he got into my soul somehow that day.
I think he did. I mean,
he is Ojai after all.
He led camping trips right into the outback with folks, and he was, I don't know if this story is true, but he had toted water up to the pine trees
at the pines. Pine Canyon.
Yeah,
that is
right.
The story, whether or not it's true.
Yeah, we don't know.
It's a forest legend, but yeah, actually both Bald Senior and Junior were very highly regarded rangers. In the very early years of the forest. The Los Padres wasn't officially named and formed in its current state until 1936, and before then it was the Santa Barbara National Forest and various little districts of it.
Okay, visiting with Craig and Rick here at 8:52. Craig Carey and Rick Basasha, hang out, you guys, and we'll wrap it up. here on The Morning Show and Wilderness Press, Amazon.com, to get Craig's new book. 289-1520 is our number here at KVTA. If you'd like to get on the show right now, we're going to get some news headlines on the show along with your stock market report. Look at the roads, too. Here's Rich.
Perry, a lot of traveling going on this holiday week.
And welcome back. Now let's get back to the KVTA Morning Show. And welcome back on News Talk 1520 KVTA.
It's 8:55, News Talk 1520 KVTA. And again, my thanks to Craig Carey and to Rick Basasha for coming by the studio this morning. Been a real pleasure having you guys in. And, you know, I've interviewed a lot of rock stars in my time, and at one time they were my heroes, but I think you guys now are my new rock stars, my new heroes.
Rock stars of the ground.
That's right.
Climbing rock stars.
So, Rick, the website address again for the Land Conservancy.
Well, it's Ojai Valley Land Conservancy.org.
OVLC.org.
Yeah.
And Craig's new book is available at...
CraigRCarey.net, Amazon.com, Wilderness Press, BarnesandNoble.com.
Get it. If you're into the Outback, you'll be impressed. Great pictures, too.
Cheers.
Yeah.
All right, boys. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Perry.
All
thanks,
right,
Perry.
You guys, thank you for coming by.
We'll see you on the trail. We'll see you on the trail. We'll see you on the trail. We'll see you on the trail.